Even in rainy years, California never has enough water. So it makes sense that so-called wastewater be put to a productive use.
The state has this recycled water policy to increase the use of recycled water statewide by vast amounts, up to 2.5 million acre-feet per year by the year 2030. So we're talking billions of gallons of wastewater.
That's Guerneville water watchdog Brenda Edelman, who chairs the Russian River Watershed Protection Committee. She's concerned that in pursuing this new wastewater irrigation plan, the state has relied on flawed and outdated science.
The state revised their recycled water policy to include new language that accepts the findings of their scientific panel about the safety of the wastewater. And what the panel said was that there's no need to monitor for endocrine-disrupting chemicals in the irrigation water because it only occurs in low doses and it's nothing to be concerned about.
That's been the official stance of regulators across the country for years, but endocrinologists say it is simply wrong. Dr. John Peterson Myers is the founder, CEO, and chief scientist of Environmental Health Sciences in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Regulatory testing assumes that high-dose testing is sufficient to establish safety. Unfortunately, regulatory toxicology tests at high doses, then estimates, based on those experiments, what level ought to be safe, but never actually tests at the levels calculated to be safe. In multiple examples, the levels estimated to be safe, once examined through experiments, can be shown to be linked to adverse effects.
Those adverse effects range from serious to life-threatening, adds Dr. Laura Vandenberg, a researcher in developmental biology at Tufts University.
Individuals that have moderate levels of exposure to chemicals, and these are generally persistent organic pollutants like PCBs, those are the individuals who are at highest risk for some of these diseases. And they're not trivial diseases. These are things like obesity, cardiovascular disease, poor bone health, high levels of triglycerides in the blood. These are human populations, and they have serious adverse effects.
Vandenberg and Myers are two of the 12 authors of a newly published paper that analyzed more than 800 studies of various environmental chemicals. They participated in a conference call about it last week. Their findings, says Vandenberg, were remarkably consistent.
For every chemical that we could find a study that had been done in the low-dose range, we found low-dose effects.
As this paper draws wider attention, says Dr. Myers, it is the author's hope that it will force some systematic reevaluation of the ways that environmental chemicals are used and regulated.
We're asking for a paradigm shift in regulatory toxicology, and paradigm shifts never come easily. They can be hard fought for scientific, emotional, and economic reasons. But I'm confident that we're on the pathway towards substantial changes.
Meanwhile, the public comment period on California's new wastewater irrigation plan, including its water testing standards, officially closed 3 weeks ago. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.